More than 16% of Iowa's children are obese. That's the latest from a new report by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and that's slightly above the national average of 15.3%. Jamie Boosel is the senior program officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and she says the report recommends changes to federal nutrition programs like SNAP, as well as changes at the local level.
State policymakers should be allowing cities and county leaders the flexibility to regulate and tax or enact strong legislation related to children's health and community health.
The report found obesity is more likely to affect African American and Latino youth, in addition to kids from low-income families. More federal land is opening up for fishing and hunting in Iowa as part of the Trump administration's move to make public land more accessible. Margaret Everson of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says 1.4 million acres were added to open spaces this year, including at Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge east of Des Moines.
We've expanded 300 acres here for new opportunities for white-tailed deer, for example, for pheasants.
Everson says the agency has also been trying to make regulations on federal land more consistent with state rules for hunting and fishing. It looks like Siouxland is going to be missing a powerful winter-like storm moving through the Great Plains. Winter storm warnings and watches stretch from Wyoming and Montana through western Nebraska and into the Dakotas and Minnesota through tomorrow. We could see some drizzle and maybe a snowflake or two. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.